tolls the time in London. Time to listen to the case of the Wimbledon curse. Exciting case of the Wimbledon curse, featuring Raffles. The Nazi underground in London has suffered many disappointments of late, largely due to the efforts of Raffles. But even though many fifth columnists are now behind bars thanks to him, Inspector Charles still clings to his belief that a man is once a crook, always a crook. And although he has often had to call on Raffles for help, he still mistrusts him. Raffles and Doreen have determined to begin a long-awaited and well-earned rest, and they have started by driving up the country for dinner. They are just finishing their meal.
Could I get you anything more, sir?
No, thank you.
I beg pardon, sir, but I should like you to know that we are honored here tonight.
Oh? How's that?
The lady standing alone across there, that's Mrs. Holtz, the heir to the Wimbledon estate.
Wimbledon?
Yes. There used to be quite a scandal about several murders of women there before old Lord Wimbledon died. Hmm. I understand that Mrs. Holtz's grandniece was the only heir.
Very interesting, waiter. Thank you very much.
Oh, not at all, sir.
That's funny.
What is?
Mrs. Holtz should be here in England now.
Well, why?
Well, I remember the case quite well. As a matter of fact, I think there was a time when the police suspected me of some of the murders there. Well, this niece of Lord Wimbledon married a German and left England. I haven't heard of her since.
Possibly she didn't like Germany. There are several who don't, you know.
Possibly. Excuse me a moment, will you, darling?
Well, certainly.
I beg your pardon.
Yes?
You are Mrs. Holtz, aren't you?
I am.
I met you one time several years ago before you were married, when you were still Miss Wimbledon. My name is Raffles.
Why, of course, sir. How do you do? You seem to remember a great deal about me.
The business of the murders at your great-uncle's estate caused no end of publicity.
Yes, I know.
Would you join me and my friend for a cocktail on the terrace?
I
enjoy reminiscing regarding events that seemed at the time of no importance. I'd like to see just how much I can remember. Mrs. Holtz, will you join us?
Thank you.
You know, Mr. Raffles, since our little talk, I remember you perfectly. But I can't for the life of me remember where it was we met.
You mean when you were still Miss Wimbledon?
Yes.
That's possibly because, Mrs. Holtz, you are not the person I met as Miss Wimbledon.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't be working for the Nazis while the real Mrs. Holtz slaves in some German concentration camp, would you?
Why, Mr. Raffles, how extremely clever of you. With such a brilliant mind for deduction, one would hardly expect you to challenge a person in my position until you had made certain they were unarmed. Put up your hands.
Raffles,
quiet you. I've heard about the little girl that is such a great help to Mr. Raffles.
Oh, then you really do remember.
Yes. Most of my people are quite well aware of you, Mr. Raffles. All of us have been hoping to catch you. I'm indeed grateful that the honor of ridding my country of your menace has fallen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, out of the cars, both of you.
Just a moment. Aren't they apt to be slightly suspicious if the wealthy Mrs. Holtz leaves without paying a check?
Thank you, Mr. Raffles. You're right, and so you may pay it for me.
I'm dreadfully sorry. I don't happen to have any money with me. I shall have to write a check.
Never mind. Here, I'll give you the money. I have quite a large sum here in my bag.
Raffles, you struck her.
Well, this is no time to think of chivalry. There's another way.
Oh, but she's unconscious. Oh, Raffles, you may have killed her.
No, she'll be all right. And I think we might say for the moment that we're out of danger. Here, Doreen, help me load her into a car.
All right.
You drive mine back to the apartment. Wait for him there, will you?
What are we going to do with her?
Take her back to London and find out a lot more about her.
Oh, Raffles, no.
We're going to find out why Mrs. Holtz isn't Miss Wimbledon.
Hello?
Doreen, listen carefully. I want you to pack your things for quite a stay in the country.
Where are we going?
Wimbledon Castle.
What?
Yes. Don't you want to see your newly inherited estate?
Raffles, what do you mean?
I've checked on our friend, Mrs. Holtz. There's no doubt but that she's connected with the Fifth Column. But she's never been to the castle. Stuff has been completely changed within the last 5 years. None of them would know whether she was the real Miss Wimbledon or not. And I have all her papers. So get packed.
Raffles,
Doreen, you're going to impersonate an imposter.
Good evening.
Oh, hello. Are you the caretaker?
Yes, I'm Ben Hansen. I've been caretaker here for nearly 5 years.
How do you do? I'm Margaret Holt.
Oh, Mrs. Holt, come in, come in. We've been waiting for you to come home for a long time. I'm glad to see you.
Thank you. This is my attorney, Mr. Wilson.
How do you do, sir?
Hello.
Come in and sit by the fire. You must be cold.
Thank you. We are a little.
Come right in here and sit down. Make yourself comfortable. I'll get you some tea and some brandy.
Thank you.
Do you think he's...
No, I'm certain he doesn't suspect a thing. As far as he's concerned, he's just witnessed the long-awaited return of the rightful heir of Wimbledon Castle, Mrs. Margaret Holt.
I hope he stays that way.
Well, that's up to us. Well, it's like rather a nice estate you've come into possession of, my dear.
I'm not so sure that I like it, or what goes with it.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see about that. Oh, back so soon. Well, that's fast work.
I had the kettle hot. Here you are, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
And you, sir, the brandy.
Yeah.
Can I get you anything else?
Oh, I think not.
Well, I'll just stir up the fire a bit.
It's quite comfortable here.
I'm glad you think so, ma'am. I hope it will remain so.
What do you mean?
Well, it's never been a place that you'd call exactly comfortable for a woman to stay in.
I don't think I understand.
Surely you've heard about this place.
Well, of course. During the court proceedings, I got some idea of it.
But haven't you heard about the curse of Wimbledon Castle?
Curse?
Oh, come now, old boy. Don't tell me we have ghosts.
Call it what you will, sir, but it's not a pleasant thing.
Well, what is it?
Well, I was never one to believe in them sort of things before coming here, but now, well, I'm not so sure.
Well, out with it. What's wrong with the place?
Well, there are those that say there's a curse on this house, a curse placed on it by old Lord Wimbledon.
Oh, but my great-uncle's been dead for nearly 20 years.
Yes, but the curse isn't dead.
Very interesting. Tell us more.
Well, it seems that when Lord Wimbledon was quite a young man, he fell madly in love with a very beautiful young woman. Everyone was certain they'd be married.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, including his lordship. But when the time came for him to ask her, she refused. They say it hit him so hard that he swore his vengeance against all women.
I see.
He lived on here the rest of his life, and no woman that's ever tried to live here has escaped his curse.
What do you mean?
Well, every woman that's ever tried to live here has died. Usually in a mysterious way. Before the old man died, everyone thought he murdered them.
Hmm.
The police were never able to prove anything, and after he died, there were more deaths until no woman would live here anymore. You're the first one to come here in years, aside from my Sarah.
Oh, then your wife is here with you?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Sarah passed on last month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's the only woman ever known to die a natural death here.
Hmm.
Well, I'll get your rooms ready.
Now, Hanson, just a minute. That portrait above the mantel, is that the old gentleman?
That's Lord Wimbledon, sir. It all was hung there.
Well, to watch the place, I presume.
Impossibly, sir. I'll fix the rooms now.
Oh, that's my great-uncle, is it?
A stern-looking old bird, wasn't he? What old Hanson says is true.
Oh, Raffles, you don't think I'm foolish enough to believe in such things, do you?
There's probably something to what he says.
What do you mean?
Stories like that don't start without any reason. There's a reason back of this one.
Do you think it has anything to do with the Nazis?
You just have to wait and see about that. I say, Doreen, have you noticed what deep-set eyes your uncle had? I don't believe I've seen anyone with eyes so sunken as his were.
And so brown. Well, they're so dark, they're almost black.
Mm.
Of course, the artist might not have done a good likeness.
Well, no, the old boy obviously had money. No reason why he shouldn't have had the best.
Certainly was a frightening-looking old man, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. That scowl. Those jowls. Looks like he'd been rather soured on life, all right.
Raffles.
What is it?
There. Look there in the doorway.
What? Oh, that's only a dog.
Such an immense dog. It startled me when I looked up and saw him standing there.
Here's a St. Bernard. Come here, fellow. Hey, what's your name? Come here, boy. No, come here to me, not Miss O'Hara. Here to me.
Oh.
Hey, what on earth? Hey, what's the matter with you?
Raffles. Make him go away. Take him away, Raffles.
Oh, you see, you frightened him.
Look at his mouth. He's got blood all over it.
Oh. What's the matter? Oh, Count. Down, Count. Quiet. Lie down, old boy. Over there. Now, what happened?
Well, the dog simply frightened Mrs. Holtz. He's got blood all over his mouth.
Please, make him go away.
Mrs. Holtz, I feel it part of my responsibility to look after your well-being. I feel that my job is to see that you are taken care of as well as the property.
Well, certainly.
You remember what I told you, that my Sarah was able to live here where no other woman had been able to?
Yes.
Well, if you choose to remain here, you better be kind to that dog.
What do you mean?
But his mouth, the blood.
Yes, there are a good many rabbits about. He probably caught one. But I'm certain your life will be much happier if you learn to like the Count. And whether you like him or not, you better be good to him.
I don't know why it is, Raffles, that you always get me into places that give me the creeps. But you always manage to.
It takes a special talent to always find places so adaptable to the creeps, my dear.
Nevertheless, I shall be happier when we're away from it and back in London.
Well, speaking of the creeps, have you noticed the crest of the House of Wimbledon is on everything around here?
Yes, why?
Notice anything creepy about it?
Oh, only that it's on the buckle of that jewelry belt my old uncle is wearing in the picture.
Didn't you notice anything else?
No, why?
The central motif for the crest is a death head. Probably some more of the old boy's hatred for women coming out.
Raffles, here's that dog again.
Yeah, it looks like it's been cleaned up. You better do as the old gentleman says and be nice to him. A dog that big is better to have as a friend than an enemy.
Well, all right. I suppose it was silly of me. Come here, boy. That's it. Come over here. There. There, that's it. Come on. Put your head in my lap. And out. Raffles.
Yeah?
No. No, it couldn't be. Raffles, come here.
What is it?
Raffles, look at the collar this dog's wearing.
What about it?
It is. It's the jewel belt Lord Wimbledon's wearing in the picture.
By Jove, so it is.
There's something else. Raffles, his eyes. Look at his eyes.
Yes.
Then look at the picture.
Well, I'll be.
Those same deep-set dark brown eyes. And those heavy jowls and the belt.
An amazing likeness.
Raffles, this is more than a likeness. The eyes, the face, everything. Do you see the resemblance to Lord Wimbledon?
Listen again tomorrow night to another thrilling chapter in the case of the Wimbledon Curse, presented by CBS. This adventure mystery is presented each evening, Monday through Friday at this same time. Be sure to join us again tomorrow when London's Man of Mystery returns. These original stories are written by Dwight Houser and produced by J. Donald Wilson, with music composed and played by Milton Charles. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.